This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his British counterpart Keir Starmer will be meeting for bilateral talks today. Free trade agreement, a mutually beneficial document for both the friendly countries, will also be signed. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum to the strategic ties between both the countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in the UK last night on a two-day visit to expand bilateral ties in the areas of defence, trade and technology. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom government in a statement said that Prime Minister Starmer will welcome nearly £6 million in new investment and export wins, which will create over 2,200 British jobs across the country as Indian firms expand their operations in the UK and British companies secure new business opportunities in India. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned till 2 p.m. and then finally for the day when it reassembled post-lunch. However, the Rajya Sabha transacted a few listed business, but due to opposition uproar, the proceedings of the House were disrupted, leading to the adjournment of the House first at 2 p.m. and then finally for the day. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, today administered the oath to newly nominated member Ujwala Nikam when the House assembled at 11 a.m. Mr. Harivansh also informed that he has received 30 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, including special intensive revision in Bihar and cyber fraud across the country, but the Deputy Chairman rejected the notices, citing the ruling. The House also bid farewell to the 6 retiring members who have completed their tenure after being elected from Tamil Nadu. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that almost the entire country is now being covered by clean energy. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Puri said the government is committed to all forms of energy transaction, including CNG and PNG. He highlighted that the coverage of the PNG connection has now increased to 1.5 crore from 25 lakh in 2014. Janata Dal United MP Kaushalendra Kumar today accused the opposition of doing politics over the special intensive revision of the electoral roll in Bihar. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the JDU MP from Nalanda said the government is ready for discussions, but the opposition intends to politicize this issue. The Supreme Court has stayed the Bombay High Court's order which acquitted all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. The Supreme Court issued notice in the criminal appeals filed by the state of Maharashtra challenging the Bombay High Court's judgment which acquitted all 12 accused in the 7-11 Mumbai train blast case of 2006. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Corporative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's corporative movement for the next two decades from 2025 to 2045. It will serve as a roadmap to boost grassroots-level development and enhance the role of corporatives in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. The Enforcement Directorate today conducted raids at 35 locations in connection with a loan fraud and money laundering investigation against the Reliance Anil Ambani Group companies. The investigation covers 50 companies and over 25 people. ED said that a preliminary investigation has revealed a loan diversion of around 3,000 crore rupees from a private bank between 2017 and 2019. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, inaugurated the two-day capacity building training program for engineers of the State Public Works Department at Itanagar today, stressing the importance of technical upskilling and ethical conduct for sustenance and future readiness. The governor called upon engineers to embrace innovation, sustainability, and above all, integrity in their work. He emphasized on accountability and individual uprightness while advising that every project an engineer takes up, its design, quality, budget, timeline, and societal impact must stand for his or her trust and reliability. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka and Odisha today. The Met Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over southern peninsular India, including Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Gangantic, Wide, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.